Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to present yourself as a leader. In this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways at the end to be able to help you directly apply what we talk about today within your leadership. And every single week, we give you good content to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential. We do that by equipping you with mental and practical tools to be able to help you in your organization and your leadership. Let's get started with a big thought, and that is an important aspect of leadership is recognizing how others perceive you. You should actually care about how others see you to some extent, because to some degree, it reflects your leadership. I know that's counterintuitive to what we're taught, is don't care about what people think. As a leader, you should care what people think to some extent. Today, we are going to talk about how to build part of your personality and rapport as a leader. And we're going to talk about how to balance being authentic while still being gracious. We're going to talk about how to unpack and take responsibility without having to always take the fall. And finally, we're going to talk about how to be confident while still being humble. Let's get started with the idea of being authentic while still being gracious. And the best advice I can say is please use discretion. A lot of people think that in order to be real, you have to be rude. And for some reason, that's really popular amongst ministry people. It's weird because you would think as Christians, we would be nice. But so often people think that in order to be real, you have to be rude. And it's simply not true. Learning discretion. Discretion is pivotal if you want to become a leader that people have respect for. The old saying is true that you have to give respect in order to get respect. And it goes hand in hand with learning how to say what you want to say in a way that is appropriate. I really think that's as simple as growing up. But as when it comes to young leadership, myself included, early on, I would have to really learn how to think before I would speak. And the more that you practice that kind of discretion, the quicker and better you will get at it. You will be able to make some kind of ripple effect in leadership with no discretion. But if you want to make exponential impact, where you want to stand out as a leader, it requires for you to care about what people think about you. And learning discretion is that key. And it's not lessening yourself or lessening your personality. It's growing up. It's being mature and understanding that how you say certain things matter. You can still be authentic and not be rude. Now let's go to number two. You're not a punching bag. This is probably one of my, this is just a really important one, because I think that when it comes to understanding that first point and understanding the idea of taking responsibility, you must understand that as a leader, it's not your job to be a punching bag. This took me a long time to realize, but really one of the biggest mistakes that I learned early on was thinking that taking responsibility meant apologizing for things that were genuinely not my fault. And the difference is that you can still take action to correct something that is wrong while still at the same time communicating that if something was not necessarily in your hands, if it wasn't within your grasp, you don't have to be the punching bag. You don't have to be the doormat in order to take responsibility of something. And as a leader, you should strive to take responsibility especially when you recognize that you could have done something differently or done something better. But you don't need to become the fall guy for other people who were part of making that mistake happen. I'll give it like kind of a simple example. There's one time where my wife and I, when we were youth pastors, there's a moment where coincidentally a young person who was, they were 18, but they were an aspiring young leader, and they also were in a tough spot, and so they ended up staying with us for a couple weeks, couple months, and as they were like trying to get their life together. And within that time, if you've ever had a roommate, ever had anyone move in with you, there's usually a lot of problems that come part of it. And one thing that we kept running into is just this young leader would make some really immature decisions to where they were selfish decisions, immature decisions, and, you know, something, it's things that a normal teenager may do. But there, we had somewhat of a higher expectation since we were being gracious and letting them stay in our home. And also the fact that we were, like, you know, in charge of this ministry role. But what every time that there was something bad that they had done, like that would be, in a sense, like clearly wrong, I would start the conversation with saying something along the lines like, look, you know what? I'm sorry that I didn't communicate this ahead of time. I should have said this before, but now that it's happened, you know, maybe I'm sorry that I didn't say it beforehand, but this is how things are going to run. You know, this is what we would expect. And I kept saying the words, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, when it was generally this other person's doing. Like, they would do something wrong and I would apologize for it. I was trying to take responsibility by saying I should have said something earlier. But at the end of the day, they were doing some things that were common sense wrong. And there's a point where this person said to me, I'm just so tired of hearing you say I'm sorry. I just want you to change. And I remember just thinking like, boy, like you're the one doing things wrong. I'm just being extra nice. But see, what had happened was I was creating this perception of myself being in the wrong all the time by over-apologizing, by apologizing for things that were genuinely not my fault. And it created this perception that I was consistently in the wrong. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And so, again, we want to take responsibility, but you don't need to be a fall guy. You don't need to be a punching bag. The way that you're perceived by others matters because it will also reflect how they respond to your leadership. Again, I was the one being extra super duper nice to the point where my wife would even tell me like, why are you kissing everyone's butt? And it was a valuable lesson to realize that I am called to be responsible, a responsible leader who takes charge and handles business. But I'm not called to be a doormat. I'm not called to be a punching bag. I hope that you guys capture this. Now, the last point is surround your confidence with cushion. I believe that the best leaders are those who are confident but humble. And when you think about leaders that you know, not many people like an arrogant, know-it-all leader. But on the flip side, not many people like a soft pushover leader that doesn't take any charge. There is this balance that you can have by being confident with yourself, confident in yourself while still having a verbal reserve of caution or a verbal humility. And the best way to cultivate this is by having accountability in your life, by having mentors in your life, having people that could tell you something if you're like out of line. And also by remembering that no matter how good you are right now, you have a lot to learn. That's the best way to humble yourself, that no matter how right you do have it, no matter how much you feel like you're excelling among your peers, you have a lot to learn. You have a lot to grow. When you think like that, you're able to have confidence while still cushioning your confidence with humility. A simple way that I would describe this is when I'm talking with, like, say, other leaders, or if I'm talking about vision or trying to inspire, I can give a really confident statement, but then also drive with that confident statement, but then surround it with some pillows on the side and saying, but look, we still have a long way to go, or you know, we're still human. That's okay. That's where grace is. But I hope that's making sense. You have something hard and confident, and then you surround it with some cushion, with humility, and you're able to find a balance. And again, remember, no matter how good you are, you have a lot to learn. It will help you, when you keep that in mind, it will help you articulate better that confidence with humility. Let's end with some takeaway, and that is, number one, practice discretion this week by holding back your next three negative opinions. What? Hold back your next three negative opinions, and depending on your personality, you may have a lot, or may take you a couple weeks to get those three negative opinions, but save them and think of ways that you could share them with grace, or consider if they need to be shared at all. Think of whatever those negative opinions are, rather than just blurting out what you think or how you feel, save it, think about it, and how could you express that with grace in an articulate way? Or consider if it needs to be shared at all. Number two, don't be so quick to apologize for the next thing that comes up. Consider your role in the matter and decide whether or not it was truly something that you should say sorry for. Again, depending on who you are, if you may be someone that says sorry without needing to say sorry, you're an over-apologizer, maybe you're a down-home people-pleaser, or maybe you're a person that doesn't ever say sorry. Either way, consider the opportunity for apology the next time it comes up and decide whether or not it's something that you truly need to be apologetic for. Maybe it's something that you can just take up responsibility for, but acknowledge that it wasn't your fault. And finally, number three, choose 1 to 3 things that you are confident in within yourself. 1 to 3 things that you are confident in within yourself or your skills or your role. And then write down at least 1 reservation or 1 humble statement about the things you are confident in. Write down 1 humble statement about the thing that you are confident in. Thank you for tuning into this episode today. I hope that it was edifying for your leadership and that was made a difference in your life. Could you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and help others to be able to see this show. Until next time, have a good life.